Listeners, my next guest this morning is Kathleen Marr, and Kathleen is the coordinator of the Ascend programme in North Tipperary. And for those of you who don't know what the programme is about, the programme is a programme protecting women from domestic violence. And at this particular time, needless to mention, with people locked down, there are concerns with regard to domestic violence. So Kathleen is with me this morning to, I suppose, give a little bit of advice to anybody who finds themselves in a very bad situation at the moment. Good morning, Kathleen, and thanks very much for joining us here.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Delighted to be here. Yeah.
Okay. I know, Kathleen, I know you've been on Tip FM quite a bit with regard to this particular subject over the last number of weeks, but it is no harm to keep reminding the public that there is domestic violence in our society and we need to be on the watch out for it.
Yes, I would completely agree. Women are suffering behind closed doors, be it physical abuse or psychological abuse. And coercive control is a new act that was brought in last year, you know, so that's a crime now. So it's a pattern of control and behaviour. And these conditions are ripe, you know, the lockdown and COVID-19 is ripe to be perpetrating this type of abuse on someone. And we all need to be on the lookout for it, Jim. I completely agree. Like for Gardaí, they have a special operation, Operation Feastness, where they're contacting any previous victims of domestic abuse to ascertain their safety. And I suppose, you know, if they're getting called to a house, they're on the lookout to see if there's any clues to domestic abuse occurring. You know, for neighbours to keep an eye out if there's noise or if they're worried about the welfare of someone. And also family and friends, of course, if you notice any behaviour changes. And I know this time everyone is struggling right now. You know, we're all living in close quarters to each other. So it's not to say that the coronavirus and COVID-19 has caused this domestic abuse. Domestic abuse was there all the time. It's more that these conditions are making it worse for some families.
And of course, we're now in lockdown for something in the region of 6 weeks. And,
yes.
You know, and where things might have been reasonably okay at the beginning, you know, the longer it goes on and the longer people are, I suppose, asked to stay at home, the more difficult this comes if a person is in this particular situation, that there is domestic violence happening in the home.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. I have to say our helpline is quieter and some other local agencies would report similar. I would worry for some people, you know, their well-being and people's mental health during this time. So your outlets, like your community activities, like you're saying, you can't go to work, college, friends, that's all gone now at the moment, even the school for the children. So, you know, people might be caught up experiencing this abuse, and also caught up as well for people who have left this violent situation, you know, and past emotions and past trauma, and they've nowhere to reach out. And we just want to say that we're open and that we're there, you know, for people. And that's really the premise of the new campaign. Well, it's a few weeks old now, the Still Here campaign, where people are promoting their services, that they're still open and we're still available to people, you know.
But Kathleen, it must be very, very difficult for somebody in a domestic violence situation. You know, the perpetrator is probably keeping a very close eye on the person who is being abused. And it's virtually impossible for that person to be able to get the message out of the home.
Yeah, absolutely. It's even difficult to get for a walk these days.
Yeah.
If, you know, if you're living in an abusive situation, I suppose it's essential journeys only. So people, you know, you might not, if you're in an abusive situation, maybe the other person is going, getting the grocery shopping. That's probably a people's only outlet these days, is going getting grocery shopping. Or still, if you're cocooned as well, Jim, you know, if you're over 70 and you're still in, you're in the house all the time. So like you say, we're a 9-to-5 service and we're trying to look at creative ways where people can contact us. And maybe it might be a chance later on in the evening. So we have like our Facebook page is very active. So there's a messenger option on there. So if someone can contact on that for help. The text service on my own, the helpline is a landline. It's 0505 23999. but our own mobile as well. You know, they can text so they can't, you know, someone can't hear you. So it's 087-950-1299. I'll give those numbers again at the end. But,
yeah,
you know, so we're looking at different ways where people can contact, basically, you know.
And Kathleen, you said earlier in the interview that your helplines were very quiet. Is that is that a concern to you?
Yeah, I would be worried for the welfare of a lot of people, but a similar has been reported around the country with a lot of helplines. So, and other places abroad, when, you know, lockdown has finished and the restrictions are lifted, in Italy they saw a surge of people coming forward then once the lockdown was lifted. So that seems to be the pattern at the moment, Jim. So we're just doing our best to support people during this time. And like you say, the longer it goes on, well, I suppose we have the roadmap now for opening up services. You know, that things might improve for people and there might be more chances to get help out there, you know.
Right. And of course, you know, since last Tuesday, people have, I mean, last Tuesday week, since people have had the opportunity maybe to go 5 kilometres away from where they have been locked down, at least maybe if you were out for a walk and you were in a situation, you might be able to say to somebody, I need help.
Yeah, exactly. Or you'll bring your phone and be able to make those important phone calls that you need to make. And I suppose it is important, you know, those restrictions don't apply for someone looking for help from domestic abuse, the kilometre restrictions. And that is promoted in that campaign still here as well, stillhere.ie. So it's not, it doesn't apply to people who are looking for assistance around domestic abuse. I suppose locally in our own area in Tipperary, the court is still going on as well, and they're still hearing protection orders. For anyone at the other side of the county, it's all held in Nina at the moment. And of course, that's our own rural challenges to get to Nina. They're looking, you know, there's no other court being held in Thurles, let's say, where the court always would have been held as well. So that poses its own challenges, and people don't have children, you know, to get to court. And, you know, so we're trying to break down those barriers. So we'd encourage people to contact us and we can try and assist around that, you know.
OK, you mentioned, of course, South Tipperary, and of course, this programme goes out to all of Tipperary.
Yes.
And indeed,
yes,
outside Tipperary. So is there a contact number, or do you have it off by heart for South Tip?
Yes, our good colleagues in Coon Saer in South Tipperary. So Coon Saer is a refuge.
Yeah.
And so they have accommodation and they would cover all, but they're also, like ourselves, they're an outreach service as well. And they cover all of South Tipperary. So their helpline, they actually have a 24-hour helpline. So their helpline is 1800-576757. So you can contact there anytime to get help and they will be able to assist you. And ourselves, we work from 9 to 5, but after 5 p.m., you'll hear on our message minder a message for a 24-hour helpline as well. So, you know, there is trying to cover all options for people to get help.
Okay. Now, as you know, this programme is primarily, I suppose, geared to people living in rural Tipperary. People living maybe in very isolated areas of Tipperary as well.
Yeah.
You know, have you any advice to anybody in those situations?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, it is more of a struggle, and rural isolation, you know, of women is compounded further by the COVID-19. You know, like I know myself, I'm from a rural area, even getting out for a walk, you know, some of the roads might be dangerous. You know, neighbours, you know, if people, the stigma about people knowing, that's also a problem. And if there's family and siblings might be living locally, you know, quite locally, maybe on the same land, if it's a farming background, you know, so that is all more difficult, you know. And I suppose we hear the national headlines and national services, but it's more urban, you know, urban settings that they're referring to. So they're just to people that reassured that, you know, we're in Ascend, we know the local challenges and we know the situation for people who are living rurally, and that, you know, we're there to help, and that there is help out there, you know, and there's plenty of services that we can refer to people to, you know, and that it is a confidential service as well, Jim, and just to, you know, the people know that it is, they can ring in confidence.
Right. And of course, they just won't of necessity be talking to yourself. You have a team.
No.
You're managing a team. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. There's three of us working all together. So in Ortigray, and we kind of have an area each. So we divide it out with Thurles, Roscrea and Nina and surrounding areas, you know. So, yeah.
Of course, and of course, it's the surrounding areas that I've been talking about there for the last
Yeah,
4 minutes.
exactly. Yeah,
And
exactly. You know, so.
one can imagine, as you know yourself, you're living in a rural area.
Yeah.
Maybe it would be very difficult to get the message out. But everybody
Yeah.
who is in a bad situation should try to get the message out, shouldn't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And if you can, you know, try and get help, and for neighbours, just to keep an eye on friends and family, you know, people are kind of keeping in touch now on video call. You know, if you're worried about someone's relationship, you know that there is help out there, you know, and it's not like if the person can't ring themselves, and if you're a concerned friend and you want to ring just to ask for advice, you know, how do I approach this? You know, also ring our service. You know, that happens from time to time as well, that, you know, someone that's concerned, how do I help my friend? You know, that would happen a lot as well.
I know. Well, look at Kathleen, thanks very much. Now, before you go, I suppose give out the number for
I'll
Ascend.
I'll give out all the numbers.
Numbers,
again.
Yes, the ones for Ascend in North Tipperary and the one for South Tipperary as well.
Cool, fair, yeah. Yeah, so our own helpline number is 0505 23999, and we're available Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. And like I said, it goes to another 24-hour helpline after 5 p.m. So, you know, ring that number anytime. And there is a mobile number attached to that as well. It's 087-950-1299. So if you can't ring, text. And also look up our Facebook page, Ascend Domestic Abuse. And there's messenger options on that as well. And we update that page almost daily. So with any new developments in domestic abuse, you know, there's new developments with the court. More cases are being heard around maintenance and access. All that is being put up on our Facebook page. So for people, if there's valuable information being put up there. And then finally, then our colleagues in Cunsair in South Tipperary, their 24-hour helpline is 1800-576757.
OK, thanks very much, Kathleen. That listener,
no problem.
That listener was Kathleen Marr, who is the coordinator of the Ascend Domestic Violence Programme in North Tipperary. And if you are affected in any way, would you please try to get the message out to either the Ascend or to Clonsair in South Tipperary.